Toby and Josh's Daily Podcast.
K-Rock 955.
Something that one council is upset about, I want to bring up with you. Because you know how sometimes you can dedicate a park bench?
Yes.
Or you dedicate something to a local area and then you can leave a little plaque on there.
In memory of.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And then maybe a little quote.
Which is quite nice. You know,
I think so.
Mavis might have fed the ducks down at that that's pond right. every day and
loved
so they've
it.
Put a little chair there and yeah. said, in memory of beautiful Mavis, she loved the ducks.
That's right.
Beautiful. I love that.
So this one says, in loving memory of Barry, he was an but he was a funny.
I mean, honest.
Yeah.
And so the council isn't happy with it.
They're not happy because obviously but they're the ones that put it up.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Probably thought about the money before they thought about the message.
Yeah, I guess they're not the ones screwing in the, that's just the serviceman and the
but
handyman.
But it's in memory of that person.
Mm,
it's speaking
true.
Of that person. So what's...
And it's still nice though, isn't it? It's like, you know, he was that, but he was also pretty funny.
Exactly. Which I kind of like because so often you hear in the news when there is a passing of someone or even in the paper... If you've ever been to a funeral, it's only ever the nice stuff
I know.
Spoken, you know?
I'll tell you what, the amount of people that light up a room, it sounds
everyone,
like everyone's shining bright.
They're like, oh, they touched so many lives. So many, they were always so caring, so nice.
Life of the party? I mean, does that mean, you know, what?
Not everyone is.
No.
Sorry
true.
To break it to you. Some people aren't great people. And when they leave, I reckon at times, depending on the situation, it should nearly be told. The truth should be told.
Yeah.
Yes, you can say they were fun, they were nice, but back in the 80s, they were horrible.
They weren't a good person, no. That's why we're going to do our honest eulogies right now.
Yeah.
You're going to kick us off. I mean,
it's hard, though.
Don't be too mean.
No. Just be honest.
But be a little bit mean.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Okay. Well, just as I expected, small turnout. Years of using cat as an excuse for social events has definitely taken its toll. Ah, Josh. Never happy. Always complaining. So at least you leave us with a more positive and happier world. But rest in peace, best friend. Your word's not mine. Maybe now you'll finally be able to catch up on that sleep you're forever chasing and no one will have to listen to it anymore. Rest in peace.
Thank you. It's good. I like that. That's good.
Mm. Right. Honest.
Yeah. Herbs, the world got a lot quieter today. In fact, noise pollution levels have dropped so much that it might have reversed climate change. Whilst there was so much good you did, I'll be glad to be walking around on carpet than eggshells. Positive, bright and friendly. That's the vibe of the office since you've left. But in all seriousness, mate, I'll miss you. My second favourite co-host.
That's when I'll get out of my grave and come and say who was the number
one. I'm just
one.
Telling you the truth. Herbie and Josh on K-Rock.
Driving home from 3 p.m. Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Josh, you and I of late have been reminiscing about the good old days.
Yeah.
We were talking about things we used to do as kids, which might not be allowed these days because when you go outside, it's becoming a safer world in terms of equipment.
Well, exactly right, because everyone's liable for everything now.
And they've learned their lesson.
Mm.
They've seen what works, what doesn't. And one thing that we were speaking about is the old toy equipment that used to be at playgrounds where it's sort of like a cup. You sit in it and you twist it.
Yeah.
And you can twist it so fast.
And
so
you
spin around.
And the other thing about it was because you get off and you're so dizzy because you're like, and if you didn't throw up, you get off. But then there was also equipment near you. So like you had to try and balance so you didn't fall over and hit your head on a seesaw.
So dangerous. You know what I mean? We used to have one at the netball courts where we'd play. So either before the game or after you'd go, there'd be more injuries off that than there would on the netball court.
For sure.
They're just much tougher.
Did you ever hurt yourself on monkey bars?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
When you got a bit bold and I thought I can skip a few more here.
Yeah.
I don't know if you wrestled with kids where you hold on.
Yeah, we had monkey wars, where you get up and you just like try and take each other down with your legs. People kicked you in the face.
It was
brutal.
Dangerous. Even seesaws back in the day, they had nothing really underneath it to soften it.
soften it. So you would literally slam down, or you could jump on the other one to make someone fly up in the air.
We had no grass at our primary school.
None.
Nah. So whenever we wanted to play British Bulldog, we had to play it on the playground because it was tambark.
Yeah.
And so you had to dodge equipment as you're trying to get across the side and someone's trying to tackle you. I just remember one day some kid just got cleaned up and his arm, I'll remember the sound forever because his arm broke. And then that was banned. Bulldog was banned forever at the school. But I just remember that kid breaking his arm on the playground. I was like, oh, God. That's
terrible. But you know that's not the only story because British Bulldog.
Oh, how many victims has that claimed?
Everyone played it and everyone knows someone who fell victim to it. Mm. One of our friends did the collarbone, you know. It just happens because back then you're allowed to a bit more freedom because they weren't as concerned. They thought, you'll get back up.
That's right.
You'll be fine.
Well, some of those things that like had netting, basically. You could get your leg caught in that easy.
Well, even look at the simple trampoline. Back in the day.
Oh, that's brutal, isn't it?
The injuries that used to happen on the trampoline.
I can't believe my mum and dad let four of us go on a trampoline.
At once. Or when you hold it up and then you crash down because it's up. But now they've got nets. They're protecting you.
Yeah.
But I reckon there's got to be bigger injuries than a snapped elbow out there from the old equipment, Josh.
52232955. We want to hear about your playground injuries.
Yeah, what happened?
What happened?
What snapped?
Broken legs, groins, what was it? I mean, there's some brutal ones out there.
There is. We've all lived through it.
52232955. It's Herbie and Josh. It is Herbie and Josh driving you home. K-Rock 955. We are asking the question, your playground injury, what happened? Did you hurt yourself?
Speaking about those half cups that you could spin around in and you'd have four of you in there, you'd go crazy fast and then boom, either someone's throwing up, someone's fallen over, injuries galore.
Anything that spun. What was the other one that was a spinning wheel? Remember that? You'd be on it. It was bigger. Doesn't matter. We'll come back to it. 52232955. Corgi in Torquay, what was the playground injury?
How you going, guys? How are you?
Doing well, doing well.
Good. Well, British Bulldog, same thing. back in the day, primary school, you had like your end zones or your safe zones, or pens, and one was a portable, and the other end was the half sort of cyclone fence setup. You know, I wrapped you about your waist or your chest.
Oh yeah.
And so, if you couldn't get someone, yeah, if you could just not reach them, your last resort was to flick your leg out and trip them over. So one of the boys, Johnny, back in the day, he took over, headbutted the fence, and you know how the little twists of wire they have in the inside fences? Well, he actually headbutted that, and I think he had a few stitches in the day, but headbutted the fence. So,
that's brutal.
He was caught, though, so too bad.
Poor giant Johnny.
You're out, mate.
We've got Nikki from Winch. You saw an injury back in the day?
Yes, not a playground equipment injury, just two twin brothers having an argument and one put a pitchfork through the other one's foot, like straight through to the ground.
What? Where do you get a pitchfork from?
It was the early 80s. Like,
that explains it.
Whatever, let's play around.
Yeah, that's fine then.
That's all right. Yeah, it would be weird not to have a pitchfork in that scenario. Me and Josh on K-Rock.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Debbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
An interesting list has been released on the old interwebs, and it's all from people's opinion on Reddit. So they've gathered these opinions, and they've created this list, which is the 10 worst accents in film and TV.
Okay.
Over time.
So, like, people trying to put on an accent.
Exactly.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So, an Aussie then doing an American accent. And looking at the list, there is some big names on this.
Okay.
And so I thought, for a bit of fun, let's take a step down these actors' accents.
Yeah.
But I'm going to put myself to the test because you might not know this. I actually got into drama when I finished school. Drama?
Where? Local kindergarten?
I think it was Deacon off the top of my head.
Okay, so it's a legitimate course. Okay.
So I got in. I didn't go to it.
Yeah.
But I believe if these are the worst, then a person who didn't actually go to her acting class could do better.
Okay. All righty.
You reckon?
I hope so.
So first one, big star Anne Hathaway. Yeah. This is a rom-com, One Day, where she's supposed to have an English accent.
But I have to earn a living. More to the point, I enjoy it. I'm a bloody good teacher, Dexter.
Sure you are.
What did you think of her accent?
It sort of changed a few times, didn't it?
And there's no editing there. That is a line from the movie.
Okay.
But I have to earn a living. More to the point, I enjoy it. I'm a bloody good teacher. Thank you.
I liked it.
Move over, Anne.
It was consistent.
Yeah, that's what I can do.
Yeah.
This one might be a little bit more difficult, but we're going to the star of Nicolas Cage in the movie Captain Corlys Mandolin. It is an Italian accent.
And we reserve the right to surrender to a German officer of significant rank.
What do you think of that, first thoughts?
Better than Anne.
Better than Anne? Hello. And we reserve the right to surrender to a German officer rank.
Nah.
At the start, I was like, what?
And then, nah. It's okay.
Next one.
Kevin Costner. Robin Hood.
Mm-hmm.
He's supposed to be English.
English as well.
Yeah.
Did I wrong you in another life, Will Scarlet? Where does this intolerable hatred for me come from?
He didn't even try.
He just gave up.
He's done the whole film. I don't think I need to try. We already know what I'll do better.
Yeah, okay. We'll give you a tick for that one already.
Thank you. Julia Roberts. Love her.
Love Julia.
Love her. This is in Mary Reilly. She's Irish.
Okay.
Flower beds there and at the corners and a herb garden here by the kitchen.
Coroners. The Trevis.
Flower beds there and at the corners and a herb garden here by the kitchen.
Tell you what.
Oscars is getting close.
Yeah, very close.
Last one. Jennifer Lawrence, massive star, has won an Oscar. This was her in Red Sparrow. She was a Russian spy.
I appreciate your concern.
Sounds more harsh.
This one, I'm not... I can do it.
Okay.
I appreciate your concern. That was aggressive.
It wasn't even...
Sorry, I lost my character. Hello. I appreciate your concern.
You sound like a pirate.
You trying to be a pirate? Jacob is right to let go. Herbie and Josh are carrying. Coming home from 3 p.m.
Herbie and Josh. On K-Rock 955.
Herbie, where do you sit in believing in the unseen?
I believe in things.
The unconfirmed, I should say.
I think you want to have hope with most things. Some stuff is a bit too unbelievable and I go, no, you're not going to have me on. But then there is things I go, I'd love that to be real.
What about Loch Ness Monster?
Oh, Nessie. I'm 100% on Nessie's side. Nessie's not even a conspiracy. Nessie's real.
I think that's one I really want. You know?
100%.
Out of like all the alien stuff, I don't know. If there was one like Bigfoot, pretty cool. I think Loch Ness just seems like just such an incredible thing.
And people have seen Nessie. Nessie is a thing. Let's speak about Nessie as real.
So there has not been a sighting for 3 months. Of Nessie.
There were fears,
of course, from the official Loch Ness Monster Sighting Register. There was a bit of a concern. But on Wednesday afternoon, March 23, the first sighting was made of the
Thank
year.
Thank the Lord, Josh.
So what they've done is they've uploaded a photo and they can see what they've described as the shadow of Nessie going under the water.
Well, she doesn't like to pop up much. We know that.
No, not anymore.
She's down there, so a shadow seems fine. I reckon she's there.
It's hard to say, isn't it?
Good to know she's alive and well.
It's an interesting shape. You know, you would have been, I guess if you were there in person, maybe it looks like you'd be pretty excited, but yeah. I don't know. That's not enough of a Nessie sighting for me personally.
You need a bit more. You want the flesh.
I'd like to see something out of the water.
Yeah.
The neck, you know, the big head.
It would be amazing. But that's being very picky because Nessie only pops up when she wants.
There's obviously a few things that happen from time to time. There's talks of Tasmanian tigers in the Otways.
Yes, you know? There is.
Are they there? The panthers as well, they reckon.
Which?
That could be. That seems more believable.
Well, it is because it's a larger space.
Yeah. But also the fact that it could just be a cat that have you know, been illegally imported.
Mm. And I guess once they did roam this earth that we know of, there was multiple.
Well, the Tasmanian tigers. Yeah. But
not
also
just one
the panthers, though, that people spotted.
Yeah.
And lions. We want to put you to the test next, though. Test your knowledge on these, you know.
Conspiracies,
the unknown, the unbelievable, some would say. How well do you know them? Because that is what the hot seat is based off. We're going to do that next, okay, Rock?
Pressure.
Herbie and Josh's hot seat. All right, Herbs, jump into the hot seat today.
I'm ready for it.
Based off sightings like, obviously, Loch Ness Monster, because they've had the first one of the year.
Yeah.
3 months.
It's taken a while, but Nessie's alive.
Put you to the test. See how well you know your conspiracy theories.
Okay.
Kicking it off with this one. Which of these US states has the most UFO sightings?
Okay.
Is it A, California, B, Texas, C, Florida, D, Washington?
See, Florida, so many stories come out of Florida. So many do. So you just think that because of that, that's a big one. But Texas, a lot of open land. A lot of land there. People can spot the sky a lot clearer. And Washington, are they coming to get the president?
No, that'd be Washington, D.C., which is a city.
Oh.
Washington's the state, Washington State.
Learning things while we're earning money today, which is great. I'm going to go with B, Texas for the land.
Locking in B?
Locking in B.
California.
Oh.
Didn't even cross your radar.
Didn't cross my mind. No, don't believe it. That's all lies.
That's all right. No worries. Let's go to the next one. How many times has Bigfoot been sighted in the US? Obviously, a lot of these coming out of the US.
Yep.
10,000 times. 15,000 times. 20,000 times. Or 30,000 times.
It's going to be 30,000. It's got to be big because a lot of people, or is it not?
I don't want to sway your decision, so I'm not going to say what I was going to say.
Well, no, because we know what you did last time.
No, I was just going to say the point is that it's over the whole course of the time.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
It has to be a long time.
Yeah.
So, no, why don't we go with 20,000? I'm not sure on 30, so I'm going to go a little less and lock in 20,000. Thank you. Yikes.
10,000.
Oh, not many people spotting the big boy.
Well, it's probably not real.
Josh?
Sorry, on to the next
Josh,
question.
He's real.
Geelong Jail, they say it's haunted.
Yes.
When it was built, how many prisoners could it hold?
Okay.
A, 125. B, 150. 175. Or 200.
If you've done it as A, I'm going to be so angry because your game is getting ridiculously stupid when it comes to the rules and how it's supposed to be played. No multiple choice quiz or anything has all three the same. So it's not going to be A because it can't be A.
Okay.
Okay? It's going to be an even number in terms of the 175. It's just odd. Why would you put 15 less? Big, small. We'll go with
250-50?
Yes, please.
Either A or B.
Well, I'm not playing by your rules. I'm playing by the rules of multiple choice, so there's no chance it can be A. There's none. It's going to be B, 150. Josh, remember this is a fun game. It should be B.
I'm having fun.
It should be B. Oh, he's done something different for once. Yes.
I helped you out there. Were you going to go 150?
I wasn't going to go A.
Were you going to go 150 or 200?
I probably would have gone 150, I think.
Okay, well done then. Congratulations, Herbie and Josh.
Won.
Okay, right now I'm 5-5. Driving you home from 3 p.m. Herbie and
Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955. Josh, a criminal over in the States, he's been caught, which is a good thing.
Yeah.
He should never commit a crime. But he thought he was going to get away with it. So he robbed a gas station.
Yeah.
He planned it out. He said, you know, I'm going to get in there, get out, get some money, make my getaway.
That's right.
So be it. No one will find me.
Done and dusted.
One thing he did ask, though, and which was part of his plan, is he needed the person he was robbing, so the cashier, to help him out a little bit.
Okay.
Because after he committed the crime and said, give me all your money, he said at the end, just before I go, can you pinky promise me that you won't tell the authorities that this happened? And he literally pinky promised the guy, left. Unfortunately for him, the guy broke the promise and called the cops straight away. But shattering.
There's a pinky promise.
A pinky promise.
You don't lock pinkies with someone if you're going to break that promise.
Exactly.
I mean, yes, you are the victim of a serious crime.
It's to signify a vow.
But you shouldn't have done it.
A secret to be kept, and it's been broken. Mm. Weren't they the biggest thing back in primary school?
Promises.
Pinky promise me, pinky promise me.
Yeah. Do you pinky promise?
Do you pinky promise?
Mm. I do. Broken.
Oh, I know, shattering. But some did upheld.
Aren't you supposed to break their pinky? Wasn't that the thing?
That's the thing, yeah. So the history behind the pinky promise is how it started. It's way back in Japan, one of their traditions. So from ubikiri, and that actually means finger cut off.
So they
believed if you broke a pinky promise that your pinky was cut off in return.
Well, we certainly don't encourage that behaviour.
Isn't it?
I mean, it really does say how serious
they were. It was, but now we're all just going around here pinky promising people. I mean, how crazy are we? Fast and loose.
I reckon.
So these days, another way to seal a deal over in Japan, so many people will kiss another person's palm to give assurance. Like, I'm not going to break this oath.
Oh, okay.
Which is good.
Okay.
In Korea, they've had a little modification to the pinky promise. So where their thumbs touch each other as the pinkies are hooked.
Jeez, that's a real lock-in, isn't it?
That means sealing the promise. But for me, that means the start of a thumb war.
That's what I would have thought.
Yeah. Which was another primary school classic.
Yeah, absolutely. Still primary school. Still going with the thumb wars.
Ancient Hebrew culture, if a person wanted to make an oath or promise someone, this one's... just a little odd.
Okay.
They had to touch the thigh of the said person and then make the promise.
So, like, I would stand next to you.
And then say you said...
I'm promising you, then you would touch my thigh?
Yes.
And then I'd make the promise.
Then you make the promise.
Okay.
I don't know what it is so significant.
Is it like, is it your pocket and you got money in
there?
I don't know.
Maybe, but in the back then, were they having pockets? I don't know. But I thought, Josh, because this week you've been a little sneaky bugger. You've been saying all this stuff to me off air.
Firstly, things
are happening. Oh, you'll find out. You do this. I would like you to pinky promise me right now, Mr. Josh, that you are not hiding anything from me.
I'm pinky not gonna promise. Do that.
Josh, pinky promise.
I'm not pinky promising anything.
So
because
you
I don't
are.
Know what that... I'm not hiding
you
anything.
You are.
I don't know what... Jeez, you keep bringing this up on air. I don't... There's nothing going on.
If you won't pinky promise, you are a liar.
I'm
you
not
are
a
hiding
liar,
something.
That could be taken as anything. I might not have told you what I had for breakfast. I'm
Josh.
Hitting it. Oh,
you
what do you mean?
Look
you
at
ate
him
a, backtrack. You ate a banana.
Coming home from 3 PM. Kirby and Josh.
Ooh.
On K-Rock 955.
We love this time of the day.
This is where we get your thoughts on the daily topics,
see where
you sit.
Always willing to give an opinion. It's a great thing about me, Josh.
Don't hold back. No, I love it. Love it. Yes. Let's kick it off with this one. Ball pits.
They're such a novelty. As a kid, I get they're great. But as an adult and a person who had to nanny three little boys with a ball pit and when I went and got a snack, they emptied all the balls into the drive pit. Absolute pain.
Into the driveway, yeah.
Driveway. It's just a pain to pick up. They're messy.
Yeah.
It's too hard. And at those kids' playgrounds at the bottom of them, you wouldn't even want to know what's down there. Yuck, Josh.
I just saw this and I thought it was a good idea. So Mum has built her DIY ball pit from just stuff that she picked up from Kmart and Bunnings.
Yeah.
So basically she's got some netting, she got some pool noodles and then some PVC pipe and like made this little thing. Poured in the balls. It looked pretty good. But then I thought, you know what? Where am I going to store it?
That's the thing. And once the kid gets a good throwing action, those balls aren't in the pit.
They're gone. You good call.
sometimes thing. Yeah.
Someone else's house.
Owning a Rolls Royce.
Yeah, nah. Couldn't care less about cars. I mean, people who go on about their fancy bugger cars, it does the same as mine, you know? A to Z, I'm there too. I don't care about
it. Does it?
It gets you to your destination with a little fancier stuff inside.
Bit of flair behind it.
Yeah,
you know?
Who cares? Yeah, you don't need it. You waste your money.
No, true. I certainly won't own one.
You're still on a mission to get a ute.
Yeah, that's true. And that's not happening anytime soon. So Rolls-Royce have released their electric vehicle, which is going to be coming out 2023, they reckon.
Yep.
It's going to set you back about $800,000.
Waste. Absolute waste.
Isn't that insane money?
I mean, you're saving on petrol. We get that. But still a waste.
But I just don't get it. That's so much. I mean, I guess if you got the money, if you're a billionaire and you're like, you know, I can probably get one.
Yeah, we'll give it to charity.
Yeah, yeah, good call. Good call. Drinking wine.
Nah, yeah. Of course, Josh. It's healthy. They say to have one or two a day. It's lovely.
One.
You know? Why not?
One standard drink a day.
Yeah, but you just sometimes you have a rough day. You're tired. You want to put your feet up and a nice glass of red. Oh, Josh, get me home now.
So they were saying that if you drink wine a day, perfect, so you'll put on 7 kilos by the end of the year. And then they were saying that most Americans would rather gain 7 kilos at the end of the year and continue their habits.
Yeah.
I guess if you're just doing it once, you know, doing it responsibly, enjoying that. You know.
But you need to enjoy life. This is the
That's
thing.
That's true too.
Do I want to look like Australia's Next Top Model? Yes. Am I going to? No. So am I going to enjoy life? 100%. There's the motto.
If you said it, then it's fine. I think you look fantastic, Herbs.
Oh, thanks, Josh.
Maybe cut back one or two, though.
Driving you home from 3 p.m. Toby and Josh. Ooh. On K-Rock 955.